Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and the topic is simply, let's make a deal. Let's make a deal. You know, all over the world, we are fascinated with making deals. You go online and you compare prices and you look for the best deal. And many of us, when we go buy products and services, we like to negotiate to make sure we're getting the best deals. I'm the biggest culprit of this of all. I even like negotiating at the grocery store. I want to make sure that when I leave any place that I have gotten the absolute best deal. But isn't that what we all are looking for? My friends, when it comes to building an organization and attracting customers to purchase products and services, if we can keep in mind that everyone's looking to make a great deal, doesn't mean they're looking to get the greatest possible price. It means they're looking to get the greatest possible package. So what we've got to become is great deal makers, my friends and neighbors, knowing that no matter what happens, no matter what situation we're in, no matter the scenario, that we have mastered the art of putting together great deals. CASH is our four-letter acronym that's going to teach us step-by-step how to become better deal makers. Oftentimes, individuals are good at presenting products and services. They're good at inviting people to presentations to hear of the benefits of joining their team or organization, but they're not great at closing the deal. This four-step process is going to give you the tools you need to solve that problem. The C in our CASH acronym reminds us to begin with our commitment. Yes, my friends and neighbors, remember, when people buy a product or a service, when they join an organization, they're actually buying you, they're joining you, they're embracing and connecting with your commitment. Yes, my friends and neighbors, make sure that you articulate to everyone you come in contact with that they do not only get the product or the service, they also get you. I can remember going to a jewelry store one time and purchasing a piece of jewelry, and the jeweler said to me, listen, we've been around for 30 years. We're not going anywhere. And whenever you come back, we'll still be in this same spot. We're committed to you. You have a problem? Come see me. You have a challenge or question? Call me. Here's my card. See, my friends, that's how deals are closed. Deals are closed when the person on the other end understands they can count on the deal maker, that they can go back to him if there's an issue. Have you ever taken anything back to the store and you went to look for the person who sold you the product or service and that person wasn't around, and then you had to re-explain everything again to somebody different, and they were not as receptive, might not have been as friendly because they didn't put the deal together with you in the first place? Then there are some of us who, if the guy or girl that we dealt with is not around, we'll come back another time. It's all right, I want to deal with John. He was the one that I like talking to. He helped me. You see, my friends and neighbors, a part of the deal is people imply commitment, so use commitment as a leveraging point. Let everyone you come in contact with and do business with know, listen, you not only get this, you also get me. I'm not going to leave you. I'll always be around. My phone's always with me. You can never disturb me. I return my phone calls, my emails, and my text messages. You also get me as a part of the deal. And yes, my friends and neighbors, you can always sweeten the pot with your commitment. That A in our CASH acronym also reminds us of the importance of acceptance. Yes, my friends and neighbors, acceptance. You see, people like to be accepted. And when you have in your deal some kind of framework where it's acceptance-based, we win more often than we lose. I'm thinking about car dealerships now, because car dealerships are the best. They are masters of acceptance. Why? They have new cars on one lot and used cars on another. Then they have you can lease the cars if you want, or you can buy the cars if you like. Then they have all types of financing. If you've got good credit, bad credit, no problem. The best car dealerships are all inclusive. They accept everyone. The best organizations are organizations that are all accepting. They accept full-time workers, part-time workers, and seasonal workers. And some of them don't even run background checks. They say, doesn't matter where you've been, what you're doing, we've got an ecosystem that allows us to accept everybody. How accepting are you in the deals you put together? Can anybody join your organization? Can anybody buy your product or service? Are there multiple ways to buy? Monthly plans, annual plans, credit card, debit card. Yes, my friends, you can also close deals by evaluating the different methods of acceptance. That helps in so many areas of every part of business. That S in our CASH acronym reminds us that we have to be solutions centered. Yes, my friends, we have to have a focus on solutions. Remember, if I would ask you a question, for example, and I would just to simply say, what do people buy? What do they buy? I'm sure that you'll give me 50 answers. If you ask 50 people, you might get 50 different answers, but people only buy one thing. They buy answers to problems. Yes, my friends, they buy answers to problems with reasonable solutions. That's all we buy. The microwave solves a speed problem. The aspirin solves a pain problem. The car solves a transportation problem. Lawyers solve legal problems. And what kind of lawyer, what kind of aspirin, what kind of microwave, all those things are based on personal preferences. But at the end of the day, everything solves a problem. That's why if we're making strong deals, we are identifying problems. And my friends, when we identify a problem, we're really identifying pain, because people seek problem solutions to ease pain. If a person's unemployed, they're looking every day for a job. Why? Because they've got a problem and that problem is causing pain. If someone has a bad tooth in their mouth, they're looking every day to try to find a dentist. Why? Because that problem is causing pain. If a person is looking to join your organization because they feel like you've got a solution to help them make money, then why? Because they want to be able to alleviate their pain. Show them how your product, your service, your opportunity solves a problem. And I tell you, my friends and neighbors, if it doesn't solve a problem, it doesn't have a purpose. If there isn't a product or service that solves a problem, that product has no purpose, it has no value, and it won't exist long. But if we can identify every single solution, then deals can be put together by reminding people of the problems that our products or services solve. Last but not least, my friend, deals are closed with honesty. That's the H in our CASH acronym. Yes, my friends, transparency is important in putting together deals. That's why if you walk into your big chain retail outlets, they're going to tell you these words: we've got the lowest everyday prices. We'll match competitors' coupons. We'll match a competitor's ad. Even if you come back 10 days from now, bring it back to us. We'll take care of it. That's honesty, my friends. And when we're putting together deals, transparency is key and reality is key. It's good to tell it like it is. Don't fabricate. Don't sugarcoat. Don't make it prettier than it really is. Make it realistic. Make it something that the person knows are going to get. Don't try to tell them it's the greatest thing of all time, because that's not necessary to put together the deal. All you need to put together the deal are the four key points we talked about today. My friends, listen, that's all the time of yours I'm going to take. And if you enjoyed this training segment, Success Training Institute will grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.